the Dragons start to the season 28-4 winners over the Gold Coast Titans, and I'm sure their captain is very happy and relieved with that start to the season, especially being on the road. Ben Hunt joins us online. G'day, Ben. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks, guys. How are you?
Mate, very well. That must be, after, you know, so many months of pre-season, to go up there after a disappointing campaign a year ago to start that way.
Yes, very, very pleasing. You have your months on end of pre-season training, getting flogged and doing all the hard work, and you come out and put a good one on. It's very rewarding.
I've asked Louis and Ryan Hoffman and Gibbsy over the course of the last few days about this. Is it different even for someone who's been around for as long as you have been going into round one? Is it a different feel in the sheds as you get to the ground as for any other round?
Not really, you know. Not for me personally anyway. You know, you have your trials sort of building into it, but, you know, to me it's another game. You just want to win that game and perform well. You don't really want to think that it's just round one, so... To me, it's just, going in there is another game.
I think it was a little bit different, Benny, in terms for everyone, whether it be player or us as broadcasters, because that whole Vegas round one, the split round one, it heightened everyone's expectation. You must have been impressed with what you saw in Vegas and had you ready to go the next week.
Yeah, definitely. It was very exciting what happened over in Vegas, that whole show. You know, I watched both games and I thought they were excellent in different ways, and it was a really good showing for our game, so it really got me hyped and wanting to play. I wanted to play that weekend, but it was really exciting for our game.
Hey Benny, congrats on the win last night, and in your performance as well, it was outstanding to watch. What was the focus for you boys last night coming in? Because you looked really clear on what you want to do. Obviously, your defence was one of them, but even your outside backs were amazing.
Yeah, mate, Funner really challenged their outside backs to get more metres than their outside backs the other night, and they were exceptional. Zach Lomax had one of the best games I think I've seen him play. Moses Suli was outstanding. You know, they all played really well, and the other main thing you touched on is our defence. That's something we worked extremely hard on all pre-season, and, you know, in that first half to keep turning away and just letting that one try off a kick, it felt very rewarding.
And what was the message at halftime? Obviously, you've had so much possession going against you guys, but you've held in there. You kept turning them away from your defensive line. You come out and put an absolute clinic in the second 40. Was that something that you took confidence out of?
Yeah, we definitely did take a lot of confidence out of that. And the message from Flano was, you know, keep up the defence, working hard for each other, but stop shooting yourselves in the foot with the ball. You know, we made some silly errors and a couple of penalties and things that we just kept giving them opportunities. And if you keep giving NRL teams opportunities, they're going to fall over the line eventually. So we just had to play the ball down the other end of the field and play it the right way.
Mate, what about Kyle Flanagan too? I thought it was probably one of his best games I'd seen in first grade. And I think obviously having you on his inside sort of eased that sort of pressure with him. How's that little combination coming together?
Yeah, it's working well, mate. I still think we've got a long way to go, but it's developing really well. He's very calm out on the field, Kyle. He's, you know, knows how to get a team around. He's a very good talker. He's got a good little kicking game. And like you said, I thought it was one of his best games too. I thought he was really good for us.
Hey, Benny, I know that you're someone who's used to having a whole lot of people scrutinise the way that the team plays and having a whole lot of opinion. What's your opinion a day after? How do you feel? What's your key takeaway from the game?
A couple of things, Matty. You know, just our resilience defensively, that was something I was very excited about. You know, you give a team that much ball last year, we probably would have let in 3 or 4 tries before halftime, to be honest. So that was very rewarding. And just the patience we had with attack in the second half. We didn't really try and force anything. We didn't try and score on every play. We just, you know, tried to get through our sets and get them in the back end of sets. And, you know, it felt like we did that.
Know you well enough to know that your mindset would have shifted to how you get better, like at an individual level and as a team. What do you think the key things are for the team to continue on the pathway?
Tidy up those things I mentioned in the first half, just the silly errors and the penalties. You know, you always can have an odd error or penalty in that, but it's just the silly ones where you're forcing offloads or, you know, ones that you shouldn't be making, trying to clean that up. But, you know, we're just going to go to another level. It's just round one, you know, so other teams are going to keep getting better. So we've just got to keep growing as well and working on combinations in our spine and keep developing our game.
Just another little, like, more of a personal thing that a lot of people don't get an insight or exposure to. Viliami Fifita made his debut this week. And, you know, you get to see those things in the dressing rooms. It'd be good just to share with everyone what it was like. He's had his whole family there. And obviously after the game, he seemed pretty emotional.
Yeah, it was extremely special for Vili. You know, I've probably heard him say about 10 words since January. And we had his jersey presentation. And he flew his mum over from Tonga. He didn't know she was coming and, you know, surprised him. And he got his jersey and he said a speech. And he said one of the best speeches I've heard from a player making their debut. It was outstanding and really surprised everyone. But he had an amazing game too, you know. He only had short minutes, but they were very impactful. He had some really strong carries. His defence was strong and, you know, I think the future is very, very exciting for Billy.
Shane Flanagan had an immediate impact, it seems, with you, Benny, because he came out immediately, said he's not going anywhere with all the talk going on throughout last year. Louis, I'm wondering if you can give Ben some hints here, because you won a comp under the coaching of Shane Flanagan and, you know, running into him a lot over the last couple of years. Ask Louis about when he did this. Ask Louis about when he did that. Have you got anything for Ben about how to get under Flano's skin or, you know, get the best of him through the course
Leave
of a long year?
Yeah, that's right. Birdie be away. Maybe surely it's Birdie's Flano's son. Is there any truth to that?
He is, mate. When you come down here, I was thinking, how's this going to work having a son under a coach? But it's literally Birdie's the son. He's the chosen one.
He was the exact same at Cronulla, mate. But when you make the semis this year, there's obviously a bet going on here between Matty Elliott and Andrew Moore. But when you make the semis this year, just we used to always find a little bit of fun in games with Flano. That first person to talk to Flano in the group had to buy the coffees, and every person bought into it. So there was one time we played, we had Flano there, and not one bloke talked to him. He was talking in video. He was trying to get opinions. Yeah. Everyone shut up. It was pretty good. You got filthy.
It's pretty funny you should say that. We actually had a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and Blake Laurie came up with it. He said, anyone that answers a question first in the meeting has to buy coffees for the group. And that idiot was the first one that answered the question.
That's brilliant.
That's fantastic. From a note of levity to something more serious, Zach Lomax, and there'd been a lot of talk about him playing on the wing and whether he's happy or not with that and other clubs coming in pursuit. He answered it the best way last night with a sensational game. What have you seen from Zach in these weeks leading up to round one and how he's dealt with being shoved out in the wing and culminating in his great performance last night?
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's probably one of the best games I've seen Zach play. You know, he's always been an outstanding competitor and someone that just wants to win really bad. He competes on kicks. He chases everything. He's a really good defender. His carries are strong. And, you know, he's had an outstanding preseason. You know, I don't really know what's going on, you know, with him off the field, but he turns up the train and does everything right. And it obviously showed last night, I think.
How much would you like in 2024, your only thing discussed in the media and amongst fans is what's happening on the field? After last year.
Mate, that'd be very nice after the last few years, to be honest. But, if we can, you know, just keep turning up and playing like we did last night, you know, not even winning games, we just competing how we did last night, showing some resilience and working hard for each other, then, you know, there's going to be good things to come.
So who do you think wins the bet Matt and I have? So Matt challenged me to this. If the Dragons make the eight, I have to call a game in full St. George Illawarra kit. And if you don't make the eight, Matt has to go on the sideline wearing my stupid Hawaiian shirts and in that full gear.
I think Matty's safe, mate. I'm going to go with him.
God bless you, Benny.
Mind you, it would have been a headline if you thought the other way around.
Yeah, maybe exactly. We can include Ben in and he can have to play a game
wearing one of my shirts.
In one of your Hawaiian shirts. You should see how bad they are, mate.
Yeah, but the worst one...
I could imagine.
No, you can't.
The worst one, though, Ben, I have, has Matt Elliott's face all over it. That's the one he'll be wearing.
That is the worst. It's so bad.
I actually wouldn't mind seeing that.
I'll get you one.
Well, they're not very expensive. That's the good news.